All right, all right, all right. It's medication time. It's medication time. It's time for another Dr. Farah podcast. So it's Dr. Varga. This episode, I'll be reviewing the 2019 American psychological thriller film known as The Joker, or just Joker, directed by Todd Phillips, who co-wrote the screenplay with Scott Silver. The film is based around DC Comics characters and stars Joaquin Phoenix as the Joker. And it's set in 1981. And it also stars Robert De Niro, Zazie Beetz, Francis Conroy, Brett Cullen, Lynn Fletcher, Bill Kemp, Shay Whigham, and Mark Marone. And this one is set in 1981, and its origin story follows Arthur Fleck, a failed comedian, stand-up comedian, turns a life of crime and chaos in Gotham City. So let me go into this one. In 1981, party clown and aspiring stand-up comedian Arthur Fleck lives with his mother Penny in Gotham City. Gotham is rife with crime and unemployment, leaving segments of the population disenfranchised and impoverished. Arthur suffers from a disorder that causes him to laugh at inappropriate times effect and depends on social services for medication. After a gang attacks him in the alleyway, Arthur's co-worker Randall gives him a gun. Arthur invites his neighbor, single mother Sophie, to the stand-up comedy show, and they begin dating. While entertained at a children's hospital, Arthur's gun falls out of his pocket. Randall lies that Arthur brought the gun for himself, and Arthur is fired. On the subway, stoned as clown makeup, Arthur is beaten by three drunken Wayne Enterprises businessmen. He shoots two in self-defense and executes a third. Murders are condemned by billionaire mayoral candidate Thomas Wayne, who labels these envious of successful people as clowns. So he's kind of like a total like corporate scumbag type character, which I liked. And of course that alienates a lot of the population of the city. That leads to the rest of the chaos that goes on. Demonstrations against Gotham's rich begin with protesters donning clown masks in Arthur's image. Funding cuts shutter the social service program, leaving Arthur without medication that he desperately needs. Arthur's comedy show goes poorly. He laughs uncontrollably and has difficulty delivering his jokes, which leads to talk show host Murray Franklin mocking Arthur by showing clips of the routine on the show. While at the same time, Arthur intercepts a letter written by Penny to Thomas Wayne, alleging that he is Thomas's illegitimate son with her, and berates his mother for hiding the truth. In one manner, Arthur talks to Thomas's young son, Bruce, but flees after a scuffle with butler Alfred Pennyworth. Following a visit from two Gotham City Police Department detectives investigating Arthur's involvement in the train murders, Penny suffers a stroke and is hospitalized. At a public event, Arthur confronts Thomas, who tells him that Penny is delusional and not his biological mother. In denial, Arthur visits Arkham State Hospital and steals Penny's case file. The file says Penny adopted Arthur as a baby and allowed her abusive boyfriend to harm them both. Penny alleges that Thomas used his influence to fabricate the adoption and commit her to the asylum to hide the affair. Arthur goes to the hospital and kills Penny, using a pillow to smother her. He returns home and enters Sophie's apartment unannounced. Frightened, Sophie tells him to leave. Their previous encounters were all just delusions in his mind. Arthur is invited to appear on Murray's show due to unexpected popularity of comedy routines clips that were shown. As he prepares, Arthur is visited by Randall and fellow ex-colleague Gary. Arthur murders Randall with a pair of scissors. Pretty brutal scene, but that is probably the only brutal scene in the whole movie. But leaves Gary unharmed for treating him well in the past. In route to the studio, Arthur is pursued by two police detectives, the same ones from before, under a train filled with clown protesters. One detective actually shoots a protester and incites a riot, allowing Arthur to escape while the protesters beat up the police. And this is after Arthur hid using one of the masks that the protesters were wearing. Before the show goes live, Arthur requests that Murray introduce him as Joker, reference to Murray's previous mockery, which he called him a Joker. Joker walks out to a warm reception but tells him morbid jokes, admits he killed the men on the train live on air, and rants about how society abandons the disenfranchised. He then gets an argument with Murray and calls out Murray for mocking him. He then kills Murray and is arrested as riots break across Gotham. It's fires and rioting and looting. One rioter corners the Wayne family in alley and murders Thomas and his wife Martha, but spares the traumatized Bruce. Riders in the ambulance crash into a police car carrying Joker and free him. He dances on the roof of a car, bloody at the same time, and to the delight of the crowd, while he uses the blood from his nose to make paint on his mouth. And Arkham, later on, after all this, Arthur laughs at himself and tells the psychiatrist she would not understand the joke that was in his mind. He then runs from orderlies, leaving a trail of bloody footprints to end the movie. Great stuff here. Two thumbs up. It's not as gory and violent as all these people complaining or making out to be. I'll say that much, right? That's number one. Number two, if Joaquin Phoenix does not get nominated or win Best Actor, there should be a criminal investigation into the Academy. That's all I got to say. Watch it. It's amazing. Joaquin Phoenix is a genius. Give that man Best Actor. Peace out, peeps. Have a good one. Kids, podcast, Corrigan, and Sunday, myself, Rudin, Rockstar Ryan, and our producers, OGs. Peace, peeps. Have a good one.